the Friday night service and Bible study.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始星期五晚上的查经聚会。
Let's sing in 403.
请唱诗403首。
Pray together and ask God's guidance.
我们一同跪下来祷告，求主耶稣带领。
Thank God we can come to church. We have a Bible study together.
感谢神，我们能够来教会一同查考圣经。
I think we haven't studied this book of Jeremiah for several months, actually.
其实我们已经好几个月没有继续查考耶利米书了。
And today we're going to cover the Jeremiah chapter 10.
今天我们要来查考耶利米书第十章。
We know Jeremiah, book of Jeremiah chapter 1 to 25, almost half, because 52 chapters, but almost half of this book of Jeremiah, they make a series of this. We can call it the messages from the Jeremiah, a kind of sermon style. About 12 sermons, chapter 1 to chapter 25.
耶利米整本52章，那到25章是耶利米一共有12个可以说他的。
So it we finish first sermon and second sermon. We are on the way now, the third sermon.
我们已经查考完第一和第二个信息，现在是开始第三。
Book of Jeremiah, it's he mentioned the word of God came to him and he sang, and then he talked about the word of God, and then also his reflections and his message also involved.
他刚开始就讲到神的话语临到他，然后他有也分享一些他自己的感想。
And so now we're going to study this is the third message from start from the chapter 7.
那耶利米的第三个信息是从第七章开始。
And now chapter 10 is the kind of conclusion.
第十章是这第三个信息的结尾。
So、this way he finished the third message.
第十章读完，这就是他的这个信息的结束。
Now, first we read and we can discuss about this.
我们先读一遍，然后再来分享。
Yeah, chapter 10 actually message is very simple.
第十章的信息其实很简单。
Let's say from the, Sister Maggie, can you start from the each one read the three verse?
请每一位念三节。
Thank you. 有大臣亦变为荒凉，成为野狗的住处。二十二节，二十三节，神啊，我晓得人的道路不由自己，行路的人也不能定自己的脚步。二十四节，神啊，求你从宽整治我，不要在你的怒中整治我，恐怕使我归于无有。二十五节，我把它念完了。二十五节，愿你将愤怒请在不认识你的列国中，我不求告你民的各族上，因为他们个人，他们吞了雅各，不但吞了，而且灭绝，把他的住处变为荒场。
Thank you. Jeremiah chapter 10, this is, once you read, it's some confusion because some word is the word of God, some words are his reflections.
我们念这第十章的时候，有的时候会有一点乱，因为有的时候是神说的话，有一些却是耶利米他自己的反响。
And some we can say, his prayer is from the reflection of the word of God.
也有一部分是先知他对神的祷告。
And Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 1 here when he mentioned that here the word which the Lord speak to you, O house of Israel, and then he talk about the word of God.
他一开始说以色列家要听神对你们所说的话，然后接下来就是主对他们说的话。
So that we can clearly say that from verse 2 on, this is the oracle which is come from God.
所以从第二节可以很清楚的看出，这个就是神对他们的说的话。
And chapter 2 verse 2 says, "Do not learn the way of the nations, and do not be terrified by the sign of the heavens, although the nations are terrified by them."
第二节就开始说，你们不要效法列国的行为，也不要为天象惊慌，因列国为此事惊慌。
Now we find out that in the Old Testament time, this generation is it's very different than what we think.
我们要记得，这旧时代的时候，他们的想法跟我们现在很不一样。
They are very, we can say, superstitions.
他们是非常迷信的。
So they are easily can lean on to things changed and they consider it, interpret that, so what God has done to, you know, kind of sign to them, you know, they, that's how they're perceiving about God.
他们观察到一件事情，他们马上就会想，那是或许是有什么神对他们信息。
That we know that some people really believe what the things happen in the heaven, then it becomes what God have done to them. So they start to believe like a sun, and they believe a moon. You know, it did happen for their life.
他们看周遭一些事情，他们就觉得就开始拜这个太阳、拜月亮这样子。
If you look at the king during the time of the kingdom stage also, his people practice this kind of we can say that the customs.
在列王记的时候，其实很多王他们也有这种习惯。
Second King 23.
我们看一下列王记下二十三章。
Second King 23 from verse 5.
列王记下二十三章从第五节开始。
I think this one's this talk about the Joshua time. Chapter 23 verse 5.
二十三章从第五节开始。
23 verse 5, Second King 23 verse 5. And he did away with the idolatrous priest whom the kings of Judah had appointed to burn incense in the high place in the cities of Judah and in the surrounding area of Jerusalem. Also, those who burn incense to Baal and to the sun and to the moon and to the constellations and to all the host of heaven. So we can see from this verse that even during the time of this two kingdom stage, they also even the king and the people, the worshiping the constellation, as you mentioned, there are the heaven and the stars is things.
So we can see, in the king era, 就是南北王朝还在的时候，这些王就会拜拜一些日月，还有天上的万象。
So God talked to them, do not learn the way of nations.
神已经告诉他们不要跟列国学习。
This is a of course, because the 21st century we don't do that like in Old Testament. I mean Old Testament style way of the you know the learning the nations.
当然，我们如今二十一世纪，我们不会像他们这样子去拜偶像。
But well, the once you look at the Old Testament, this kind of messages, which is the nations from the Gentile land and Gentile people in land of Canaan's, and instead of they influence them, but actually they are influenced by others.
我们可以看在旧约时代，以色列人民他们不但没有对其他的外邦有好的影响，反而受到这些外邦国家的影响。
A Christian life, we constantly come to the why we come to every week, we remind us our God and whom we believe.
为什么我们每一周要来教会做成基督徒，要记得我们的神是谁，还有我们所敬拜的是谁。
Because we constantly we can remind us who is a true God. We don't follow the word, but we follow God's way.
因为我们必须要提醒自己，我们的神是谁，然后我们不会去效法其他的人。
And so the book of Jeremiah, you know, chapter 18 and the other place mentioned about the Israelites, they follow the way of the nations.
在耶利米书的十八章之后也提到以色列人民也去效法别的国家。
The one of a very, we can say a very the instance that the Jeremiah chapter 2
在耶利米书的第二章也有一件事件。
Chapter 2 from verse 14 to 19.
第二章十四到十九节。
And also, this God pointed out what they're following, the learning the way of nations.
这里告诉他们，以色列人民他们所跟随别的国家做的事情。
We can read a three verses each. We can take turn this one too.
我们再继续每人念三节，把这一段念一下。
Can you? From 14.
十四节开始，第二章十四节。
Oh, just, yeah, the 19 is enough.
到十九节为止。
Here said that the Israelites, why they reach out their hands when they're in a facing of challenge from the Memphis and the Tafanas.
这里因为当以色列人民有困难的时候，他们却伸手要求拿非跟达比分的人帮忙。
We know that this Memphis, it belongs to the city in the Egypt.
我们知道拿非这个是属于埃及一个城市。
These Tafinas, it's the city that what Assyria to possess the city. So it come from Egypt, come from the Assyria, which means.
所以这两个地方的名字都是埃及还有亚述那边外面的国家的地方。
So why this kind of stress in your life? That God just actually asked them.
神就问他们，你们为什么会碰到这种压力呢？
But in the chapter 2 verse 17, God says, "Have you not done these to yourself?" I mentioned that.
在第二章十七节说，这是临到你们身上，不是你们自招的吗？
And because by your forsaking the Lord your God when He led you in the ways.
这都是因为主你神引你行路的时候。你离弃了他吗？
They're trying to follow, stick to the Egypt and then for help, and then they're trying to drink the water of Nile means they want to Egypt and they want to satisfy from their force.
他们在埃及路上要喝亚述路上那边的大河的水，就表示他们以色列人去跑到埃及跟亚述求救。
And also the mention of verse 18 said, "What are you doing to the road to the Assyria?"
所以问他们，你们为何在亚述的路上？
And this is what these people they're seeking and how they learn to survive actually.
其实这些人都是追求想要生存。
This is which we call the this is a human's way of logic to support and help themselves.Their life.
我们也可以说，这是人以人自己的方法来想要解决问题。
So this is a book of Jeremiah talk about the path, the way.
在耶利米一书常常讲到神的道。
So the chapter 10 verse 2 says, "Do not learn the way of nations."
Chapter
2. And chapter 10 verse 2, God says, "Do not learn the way of nations."
所以在耶利米书十章第二节说，不要效法列国的行为。
So, if you go back to the few chapters,
我们再看这几篇之前。
Chapter 7 verse 3.
耶利米书第七章第三节这里说。
And you said that the Lord God of Israel said, "Amend your way and your deed."
神如此说，你们要改正行为。和行动行作为。
Since you fix your the way the right way, then verse 3 says, "I will let you dwell in this place."
你们改正之后，我就会使你们住在这个地方。
So he talk about the importance of his people to fix the right way. Then they will be blessed.
神提到当人改变他们的行为的时候，这个重要性。
In chapter 5, Jeremiah talk about the right path.
在第五章也讲到正确的道路。
And chapter 5, verse 4.
第五章第四节。
Chapter 5, verse 4, he mentioned about the ways as the ordinance of their God, which is the way of the Lord, which means that.
表示他们不晓得神的作为。
And so the verse 5 continue mention that the poor they know the way of the Lord.
在第五节也讲到那些人有些人晓得主的作为。
So the way of the Lord is the following the commandment of God, which means
这个意思就是遵守神的法则。
So which means that these people at that time, the Israelites, they do not keep the commandment of God. Simply says that.
那很柔很简单的讲，就是当时的以色列人民没有遵守神的法则。
It's not 100% they don't keep the you know commandment of God, but our surface it seems like keeping the commandment of God, but inside of them they do not keep the commandment of God.
这并不是说他们百分之百没有在守诫命，而是他们在外表上好像有在守神的诫命，但是他们的心却没有在内。
So the Jeremiah here, they talk of the word of God come upon to him, and then pointed out that do not learn the way of the nation. First things.
所以神叫耶利米传达这个信息，就是不要跟列国学习。
We think about a Christian life.
我们想想我们做基督徒的生活。
So we really keep the Ten Commandments.
我们真的守十诫命。
And that's why the Jesus, when he came 2,000 years ago, when the Pharisees asked him about the salvation, he mentioned that love your God and love your neighbor.
2,000 多年前，主耶稣在世的时候，有一个法利赛人问主耶稣，哪一个诫命最大？主耶稣说，爱神与爱人。
And also how can I obtain the eternal life then and to keep the commandment of God?
还有一个律师来问主耶稣，我怎么样得永生？主耶稣说，你就要守神的诫命。
But we using this Matthew chapter 19, there's a young, you know, the ruler came to the Lord Jesus. We know the story.
我们知道在马太福音十九章这里有记载，这个年轻的律师来问耶稣。
In Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 and 17.
我们看一下马太福音十九章十六节、十七节。
In chapter 19, verse 16, and he said, Behold, one came to him and said to teachers, This one's a rich man and also a young ruler, which means one of quite high rank officers. Teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may obtain eternal life? So this man really think about the eternal life. There's after death, and then there's eternal life. He thought about it, verse 17.And they say to him, And why are you asking me about what is good? There is only one who is good, but if you wish to enter into the life, keep the commandments. So Jesus talked about the commandment. Treat the commandment is very important.
所以在这里耶稣讲守诫命是非常重要的。
Keep the commandment is the substance of our faith and our deed that it's to be, we can say, righteous enough that we can enter the kingdom of God.
守诫命就能够让一个人进入永生。
Now, Jesus talked about the way to keep the commandment of God. It's not just as a manually we can keep the commandment of God.
主耶稣也说，这不是只是在外表守诫命而已。
Now, when we keep the commandment of God, it's the core message is actually,Love.
其实整个诫命它最重要的重点就是爱。
With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind.
因为你要尽心尽意尽力爱神。
So that's what the Jesus expect from his disciple and his children.
其实神主耶稣这样子的要求他的门徒，也是神这样要求我们。
Yeah, so.Do not learn the way of the nation.
不要跟列国，不要效法列国的行为。
We may easily learn the worldly things, actually.
其实我们很容易就跟随世上的行为。
Because we have a flesh.
因为我们还带着肉体。
The flesh constantly seeking for, demand from us, the seeking for our physical demands.And it turned out to be, it becomes our idol turned to be too.
我们的肉体总是会追求这个肉体的舒适，也就会很容易成了我们生活上一个偶像。
So we know the Colossians chapter 2 mentioned that, Colossians chapter 3, sorry.
哥罗西书第三章这里有提到。
Colossians 3 verse 5.
哥罗西书第三章第五节。
This Paul says, Colossians 3 verse 5 says, they consider the members of your earthly body as a dead, immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greedy, which amount to idolatry. So the Paul defining of this idolatry.
在这里, 保罗把, 拜偶像, 也就, 形容一次。
This is, we can say our following our flesh is actually very natural.
其实我们, 跟着我们肉体的情欲, 其实很, 是很, 自然的。
Every time we come to the Lord in the church, we can, through the prayer, with the word of God, keep on, we can, fixing up our direction.
所以我们要来教会, 借着祷告, 不断地让圣灵改, 把我们的行为还有心态要, 要矫正。
Otherwise, one day, without knowing that we are somewhere else, actually.
因为我们要是不注意的话, 有一天我们可能就走偏了。
It seems like we supposed not to be there, yet we already been there.
我们本来不是想要去这个地方的, 结果偏偏, 发现自己, 走错路了。
So we can say it's a constant education, and constantly we can, fixing our way to instruct by the word of God.
所以我们需要不断的随时随刻以神的话语来矫正自己。
So 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章。
So Paul he urged to the Timothy.
保罗在这里有激励, 提摩太。
So 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 14.
提摩太后书第三章十四节。
And he says that you, however, continue in the things you have learned, and become convinced of knowing from whom you have learned them. And he urged to the Timothy, stay what you learn, and then what you are convinced.
在这里, 保罗勉励提摩太要记得他所学习的还有所确信的。
So that this word of God that help him, enlighten him, instruct him.
所以神的话能够, 能够给他光亮, 能够, 教导他。
And also that gave it helped him to wisdom enough to reach to the kingdom of God.
也给他智慧能够, 得到永生。
And verse 16 talk about about the word of God.
16节讲到圣经。
Now why we have to meditate the word of God? Because all scriptures are inspired by God.
我们为什么一直要默思神的话呢? 因为这都是神所默示的。
It is profitable for teaching and reproof for corrections, for training in righteousness.
与教训督责, 使人归正, 教导人学义。
So we continue with the word of God, what we convinced, and we stand there that we can equip actually with the word of God, and it is it lead our life, the eternal life.
这样子能够叫我们得以完全预备行各样的善事。
This Christian life is not by one day to be done, we can say.
基督徒的生活不是一天就能够完成的。
Christian life is a constant battle, yet also constant molding our life to be like a Christ.
基督徒的生活是不断的 要把自己, 塑造成跟耶稣一样。
But we know that within our life, we learn about the bad habit.
有的时候我们会有一些坏习惯。
Have you have any bad habit?
你们知道自己有什么样的坏习惯吗?
At the beginning, it seems like nothing, but once we keep on the same thing do over and over again, later on, without knowing, we continue to do that.
常常开始的时候, 不觉得怎么样, 但是一天过一天这样继续下去, 就很难改。
So it becomes later on, it turned out to be burdensome.
到最后反而就觉得有压力。
I know some people, they always worry about it.
有些人常常为这件事情很懊恼。
But some of them, they know they should not worry, but keep on worrying.
但是他们知道不应该 不应该, 为这件事情, 担心, 可是他们却非常的, 就更加的担心。
So it's good that from the beginning we can learn the right things right way.
所以我们应当一开始的时候就学好的习惯。
I learned because once we drive,
像我们在开车的时候
，Everybody have a different, different style way of drive.
每个人开车有他的，有他的风有他的习惯。
I think is when we testing about driving tests outside.
当我们考驾照的时候
at that time, so one of my, you know, this friends, the one who already here, and he offered me his car, and I did driving test.
当我在学要考驾照的时候，有一个朋友，因为他有一台车，借我来练习。
He told me the examiner comes to sit next to you. Every action showed to him very clearly.
他教导我说，当这个警察坐在你身边考试的时候，你每一个动作都要做得很清楚。
When you do the lane change to the right or to the left.
当你要换线的时候
，make sure signal first and look at the back mirror and then and the side mirror and then make sure your head truly turn can see the whole things. So show to the examiner so you're sure that clear about this and the safety.
所以你在换线的时候，你一定要先打灯，然后头一定要转得很后面，看得很清楚。也要看这个所有的镜子，让这个警察知道你是非常的小心。
So they're always looking for your driving way of safety. Safety is first way you can drive, follow the law.
因为他们要知道你是有遵守规矩法律，然后是最安全的方式。
After I passed the test.
当我通过之后
，At the beginning, I followed the way I learned, you know, the same way.
刚开始的时候，我是继续保持这种安全的
，But after
驾车习惯
，After a few years,
可是几年之后
，I thought I can drive very good.
我觉得我开的车子已经不错了。
So the one that bring the I mean myself to the lane change and then put the signal and then I just look at the, you know.The side mirror a little bit, and then just you know to go into the next, you know, to the lane change.
那后来我就换线的时候，我就觉得我打了灯，从镜子看一下，我觉得安全了，我就自己换线了。
I find out later it becomes my habit.
我发现这已经变成一种习惯了。
Because when the lane change, I don't too much put my head to the turn around. Just a little bit, and then just you know go.
我发现我的头。不再转到后面去确定没有车子来，只是看一下那个后镜而已，就换线。
One time I changed to the right.
有一次
to the left, I'm sorry.
有一次我要换线到左线。
I put the signal and then I about to go in and then the honking, you know, just right next to me. Bang!
结果我要换线的时候，就看只看一下那个镜子，却头没有转，结果就很大的一个喇叭声按在旁边。
You opened the, you know, the window to the side and then it's all the words you know pointed to me.
结果这个后面的司机非常的生气，按了喇叭之后把他的窗户放下来，然后转下来，然后大声的骂我。
I'm sorry, and then had my half down, and I'm sorry.
我把头低下来，马上跟他道歉。
After that, I changed it.
这个事情之后，我就马上改。
Drive, there's no such thing as you have a good drive. Good drive means you always care about the safe drive.
我才明白，不是好有经验好的驾驶驾车了以后，你就不要。在乎这些习惯。
So Christian life, sometimes these things happen.
所以基督徒生活也类似这样子。
At the beginning, when we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ,
当我们奉主耶稣圣名受洗之后
，everything is we trying to do our best to reach to the expectation.
我们尽量的、尽可能的想要讨好主耶稣。
But once we get used to with the, you know, Christian life, we think we know, you know, what Christian life means in a sense.
那过一阵子后，我们觉得我们已经是不错的基督徒，我们觉得应当做什么了。
Then we eventually we forget about the true ways.
我们就慢慢的忘记真正的道路了。
And then eventually we fix up the way we though we follow, but already our truth way, we thought, but we deviate from the truth actually.
我们以为自己还走在正确的道路，其实自己已经走偏了，都不晓得。
Sometimes without knowing ourselves, we are somewhere else, which is the way that the worldly way already.
因为有的时候我们已经走着往世界的方向走，都自己没有警觉。
We know that during the time of Jesus, all the Pharisees, the Sadducees, actually they are quite stick to, you know, to the law actually.
我们知道在耶稣时代的时候，法利赛人这些文士们，他们非常会非常注重守诫命的。
But Jesus rebuked them.
但是耶稣却责骂他们。
Because their way already deviated from the truth.
因为他们所行的，他们的行为已经偏离了真理。
They do not have actually the truth within their actions.
他们所做的一切都没有远离真理了。
You know the Matthew that Jesus talk about, Matthew chapter 23 talk about the wall to you, you know, the Lord give them this, you know, the seventh wall, remember?
我们记得在马太福音23章主耶稣有有讲这些文士和法利赛人七祸吗？
Actually, they trying to follow the stick to the law, yet there's no substance within their actions actually.
他们本以为自以为在守所有的诫命，但是他们却偏离了真理。
Yeah, let's look at Matthew chapter 23 since we talk about this.
我们就看一下马太福音23章。
Matthew chapter 23, verse 23.
马太福音二十三章第二十三节。
Chapter 23, verse 23 says, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you tithe mint and dill and communes, and have neglect the weightier provisions of the law, just the mercy and faithfulness. But these are the things that you should have done, without the neglect the other." But Jesus talk about important things about their action is their what they have done is nothing wrong actually.
其实这些文士和法利赛人他们本来做的事情没有错的。
But within their actions, the inner their the motivations, the inner their substance doesn't have this justice, mercy, and faithfulness.
而是他们的所有行为。他们的心中没有这些公义、怜悯和信实了。
So their outcome of action cannot be credited by the Lord Jesus.
所以他们所做的一切的结果都都对耶稣来说没有任何的好处。
So outcome of their life, they don't want to serve others, but they want to be served by others.
他们不想要侍奉别人，而是希望别人来侍奉他们。
So they eventually they change of their faith.
所以他们的信心开始就改变了。
And they eventually learn the nations.
From the nations.
The Israelites they learned from the nations, which is, you know, the outside of people.
所以就表示说这些人就效法列国的行为了。
Of course, because the chapter Jeremiah chapter 10, if you read the later on, the talk about you know, the idols.
当然，我们大部分在第十章提到的都是拜偶像的事情。
I'm sure because we do not have this kind of idol in the Old Testament.
我相信我们如今没有像旧约这种木造的偶像。
But we can have idols.
但是我们心中很可能有偶
像。We can have our own idol, our own like a stubbornness.
比如说我们的硬心。
Well, we can have a pride. I can have a pride.
或者是骄傲。
And the people easily can have a pride, actually.
人很容易就骄傲。
And so the pride actually many times it becomes an idol.
我们的骄傲常常就变成一个偶像。
And even though we know that, yet we want to follow the idol.
虽然我们知道这样，但常常不由自己。
So just be careful about what this word is seeking and praise people's glory.
我们知道这个世界总是在称赞人。
But we don't praise the peoples, but we only praise God.
我们要注意，不要一直称赞人，而是要赞美神。
And humility is the most important thing. That's why.
因为谦卑是最重要的。
Otherwise, people have sometimes we believe that 10 years, 20 years.
有的时候我们信神十年、二十年。
That we gain the spiritual pride too.
我们有的时候也会得到属灵的骄傲。
Many times the new believers do not have a pride. Actually, they are very humble mind.
常常新受洗的信徒，他们就没有这种属灵骄傲，因为他们很谦卑。
They always want to learn the truth.
他们觉得自己不懂，总是要想要更多学习真理。
But once we become a Christian and about 10, 20, 30 years,
当我们信主时间久了之后，
it seems like it turned out to be we were somewhere else then.
我们觉得自己不错，就结果到最后去错了地方。
Yes, it is. We don't have a physical idol.
是的，我们如今没有这个物质上造的偶像。
But we have to careful about the own idol within them.
所以我们要特别注意心中的偶像。
We know that our life belongs to God.
我们知道我们的一生是属于神的。
Our the path is a man's path. It's not our own, but it is led by God and it lead on the right path.
我们的道路也是不属于自己的，而是要求神带领。
We'll go back to Jeremiah 1 verse and finish. Jeremiah chapter 10.
我们再看回耶利米书第十章的一节。
Verse 23.
二十三节。
10 verse 23.
耶利米书十章二十三节。
I know, O Lord, that a man's way is not in himself, nor is it in the man who walks to direct his step. This is a very famous word.
我们知道这一节是很知名的。
We know the man's way because people's way is not in himself, not in ourselves.
人的道路不由自己。
That we know that the way is in the God's hands.
行路的人也不能定自己的脚步。
So this is always we can aware and we can respect. We can only we can to worship Him and Him alone to glorify Him.
所以我们要提醒自己尊敬神，而且总是依靠神的带领。
Never seeking the my way, but we seeking the God's way.
我们不要求自己的意思，而是追求神的意思。
If it's not the right direction, we can modify us. We can amend our path.
发现我们自己走的不对路的路上的话，我们要马上的矫正自己。
So that we can keep our original way the first time we step in there.
这样子我们才能归回我们当初所行的道路上。
We know the book of Revelation, about 7 churches we know there.
我们知道在启示录有提到七个教会。
The many churches have problems.
很多教会都有问题。
I don't think from the beginning have this kind of problem that occur in their church.
我不相信这些教会一开始就有这些问题的。
But within on the course of their life, they compromise their faith.
但是因为他们在日常生活中慢慢的妥协。
So we have to always be aware that.
所以我们如今也要随时的警惕。
We know the very we can say famous one of the famous is the church in Ephesus.
我们知道最知名的就是以弗所教会。
All the people work very hard actually on the in the church.
那边的信徒都非常努力的劳碌为主劳碌。
Even God give them the Lord Jesus give them credit their deed and the toils and the perseverance.
主耶稣也非常的赞同他们所行的一切。
They cannot endure evil, which means that they're very good discernment.
他们也不能不容纳邪恶，所以他们知道善恶。
But Jesus pointed out they left their first love.
但有一件事情主耶稣责备他们，就是他们把起初的爱心离弃了。
And so today, Jeremiah chapter 10 just Because the rest of the message is talk about, you know, the which is adultery and what is, and then also talk about the you know, ancient time matter. So, but once we bring to, you know, our time in 21st century.
因为耶利米书第十章大部分都在讲拜偶像的危险，所以我们把这个要就讲到如今的应用的方式。
I try to focus on chapter 10 verse 2 to not learn the way of the nations.
所以我们最重要的第一节就是第二节，不要效法列国的行为。
Always choose the God's way.
我们要选择神的方道路。
Listen to him. 402.
我们唱诗402首。